Welcome to Business Beyond the Mic, where we join Carly Van Heerden, CEO and founder of We Edit Podcasts, and her guests as they step behind the mic and deep dive into the business of podcasting. What does it look like to create, launch, and sustain a successful show? How do you find the right guests? And how to successfully build and monetize a podcasting brand? They're uncovering how others got started, unpacking the challenges they faced along the way, the strategies they used, and discovering just how they did it. So you can too. This is Business Beyond the Mic. Together, let's uncover the art of podcasting.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Business Beyond the Mic. I'm your host, Carly Van Heerden. Today on the show, we welcome our very own Ruben Bester. Ruben is the productions manager here at We Edit Podcasts, and he also heads up all of our client relations, as well as handling all of our podcast launches. So Ruben actually started with us back in 2016 as an audio editor, so he's really been in the trenches of podcast production for many years. Now today I've invited him here with me behind the mic so we can talk all about the podcast launch process. And during our conversation, we get into exactly why all the fuss behind the launch process. And we also talk about the packages that we offer our clients, as well as who they are best suited for. We then dive into everything from our best practices for recording your first episode, all of the non-negotiables for launch day, and also some of our post-launch tips for keeping the momentum going. Now, without further ado, let's get launched. Ruben, welcome to Business Beyond the Mic. It's so great to have you on the show today.
Perfect. Carly, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you just start us off by telling us a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, sure thing. I actually joined the company back in 2016. So this November will be my 8-year anniversary. Oh. What I do here is client relations, launch packages. It's, I must say, the most enjoyable part of what I do. I really enjoy talking to our clients. But back in the day, I was actually an audio editor, which does help. I know the ins and outs of the technical side of things. And that helps with managing our audio and video teams.
And that's exactly why I invited Ruben behind the mic today with me, so we can talk exactly about the launch process. So, Ruben, why all the fuss around this elusive launching of your podcast?
I think it's because it's such a pivotal part of the whole thing. It's the genesis of starting your show, especially if you're a first-time podcaster. It's also very technical. A lot of people aren't as savvy as you might think, and trying to figure out how am I going to get on all the directories, what do I need to do, editing audio. There's so much that goes into it. Although we do simplify it a lot, I can understand that it might be a bit daunting.
Exactly. Now, knowing this daunting thing that is behind the launch process, that's why we've decided, well, long time ago, we decided to offer launch packages for our clients to do a little bit of that handholding to make it a bit easier so that it's not this mountain that you have to climb. Now, who are these packages best suited for?
Well, I'll answer that by giving you a quick overview of the three different packages we have. So it's basic, premium, and our custom launch packages. Mm-hmm. Basic gets you on all the platforms. That's making sure everything is set when it comes to artwork specifications, the first audio is ready and uploaded, and just making sure that your account on whatever hosting platform you're using is all set up.
Yeah.
So whoever just doesn't want to deal with that usually goes with that. Our premium and custom launch packages covers more the hand-holding side of things. Yeah. That's when you have that first-time podcaster that really is like, I have no idea what's going on here. Could we just get on a call and discuss this? So usually it's one of those two things, but it does cater to a wide variety of either new or just people that have busy lives and want to save some time.
Absolutely. So now for those who are but curious and need more of that hand-holding, what does this custom launch package include?
It really is 0 to 100, like I said. The first call, one of four that we do over the course of 4 weeks, is that introductory call. Yeah. That is really where we go into what is the vision for the show? What is the idea? Is it going to turn into a business that gets monetized? Mm-hmm. Is it just a passion project? this is kind of the fun call for me because it's very much just an hour of discussing fun ideas. And I do kind of feel like I am involved with every type of show under the planet. So if I ever want to start my own thing, who knows what it would be. I've been involved with from real estate to female beauty. So who knows where we're going to end up. The second call usually covers the more technical side of things. Mm. This goes all the way from recording equipment, actually, getting your microphone set up, your interface, software for remote recordings, just getting ready for that whole thing as well. And then we actually record. This is now time for the first episode, which is always a big thing for a first-time podcaster. It's always very exciting to discuss it as well. And afterwards, we go through the recording. Myself, usually some of our editors have a listen to it just to make sure everything is good from a quality perspective. Yeah. And we also just run through tips if we have any feedback in terms of too many ums, too many pauses, awkward silences, just feedback in general, because it is a learning process. And then finally, we do prepare for launch day. And that's just where we run through different marketing techniques and everything that needs to go into a successful launch.
As we're going through all this, you can actually just see that this is an amazing resource that we have to be able to have someone do the whole launch process with you. But now that we have this broad overview, why don't we take a granular approach and do a little bit of a peek into what it looks like to actually do your first recording?
Behind the curtain.
Yes.
Big thing always is equipment. Making sure your setup is sorted. Because it's the worst thing in the world. Usually, the feedback we get, and clients are always dismayed when they come back and say, listen, I had a great guest. Mm. I could never find time with this person. You have a one-time, you know, a one-time shot when it comes to some of these guests. Especially if it's high profile, which is obviously a massive plus. But then you need to make sure that you are ready. The quality is going to be good afterwards. It's usable. The worst thing in the world is have a great hour-long discussion and afterwards your editing company tells you this is not usable. So that's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Another thing is the benefits for post-production. Mm-hmm. Obviously, having an editor yourself or having a post-production team is a great asset. Saves you time. You make sure it's done properly. But they can only do so much based on what you give them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because if there is a buzz, if you accidentally selected the wrong microphone, it happens to the best of us and it's fine, but you don't want to come to the end of your recording and realize, oh my gosh, this whole thing is to be scrapped. And then it's about like getting your guest on again, doing the whole thing over. So it's better to do all of that testing the first time around, making sure that your audio is the best that it can be for your listeners.
Exactly. Begin with the end in mind. Mm. It's always a good rule.
Absolutely. Now that we see what is important for that first recording, what are some out-of-the-box tips that you have for actually getting great recording quality?
Well, as we discussed equipment side of things, that needs to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. Good microphone. We have different budget tiers. Buzzsprout, a hosting platform, has a wonderful article actually that we always reference to about the different budgets and what you can get microphone and setup wise. It's very important to do your research because you don't want to break the bank if that's not your goal and you don't want the tip top best that there is. If you want to go that direction, you can. It is a fun toy box that you can go into if you're really into these types of things. But you can also get fantastic audio. A Shure MV7 is a great example of a microphone that will really give you studio quality. And it's not going to break the bank. Yeah. And it's a small little stand. It's perfect for on-the-go podcasters and first-time podcasters. Yeah. Then you also just need to make sure that your guest has proper audio. Mm. This is why you do want to get in touch beforehand. But even Apple headphones, plug-in headphones. AirPods are sometimes not the best, although they're good, but that's something you want to take care of as well.
Yeah. And I think also just preparing your guests for what to expect. Okay, we're going to record on this platform, or you need to be able to have headphones or like a proper microphone or whatever they have available to them. Make sure that you're really getting into contact with your guests so that they know what to expect, especially if it's somebody new on the show or to podcasting in general. If they haven't been a guest on before, it's always good to streamline that process for making sure that your guest is prepared, giving them a brief of what to expect, what not to do, what to do, all of those things, so that you know that everybody is coming to the table prepared and ready to have a great show.
And break the ice. You know, these are conversations. And it's usually when you first meet somebody, there's a minute or two there where things might be a bit uncomfortable. And that is true for all of these conversations. So just breaking the ice and making sure that you're on the same page. You know, you might make some friends during all this as well.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, those first, I always buffer in like 15 minutes or whatever before the show. So that you can have a chat about like, hey, where are you based? What are you up to these days? You know, what have you been doing today? What's your plans later? What do you use for marketing podcasts? Or how do you like to be involved? You know, all of those things that you can chat about before you get to the actual episode recording and everything. And at the same time, you never know what's going to be happening on their side too. So sometimes they can log on and it's like, oh my goodness, my camera is totally out of whack. Everything is dark, but the lights are on. Or
there's a cat in the background or a kiddo.
There's a cat coming through the background. Someone's chopping down a tree. So you might need to even reschedule everything. It just helps to have that little bit of buffer time so that you can make sure you have enough time to get the recording in and everybody's sound checks out.
Prepare, prepare, and test. That's the big thing. What will happen, what can happen, will happen. Yep. That is a rule.
But don't be discouraged by that. I think that everything happens to everybody. It's nothing new. It's like not the first time that it's going to happen. And your guests will be gracious. And yeah, just as the intention is what matters.
Exactly.
Okay, so now that you've got everything ready, your first recording is in the bag, you've got the best equipment set up and testing strategies and step plans and checklists. Now, let's take a look behind what it looks like for actually launch day.
Yeah, the big day. It's finally time. You know, sometimes it does take a while. I usually ask clients, actually, how long have you had this thought?
Yeah.
For how long have you wanted to start a podcast? And, you know, we're finally here. And usually the answer surprises me. A lot of times it's like years, literally years. So the big day finally comes. We want to make sure that we make the most of it. For me, it's important because you do generate quite a lot of traffic.
On that day one.
Yes, because people are interested. You know, it's launching. Let's see what this is all about. Yeah. It's new. It's fun. You want to capitalize on that. Mm. The best way, in my opinion, and what we've seen is proven to work well, is launching with multiple episodes. Mm-hmm. I would say the more the better. But my rule of thumb for my clients are, what is your publishing cadence after that?
Yeah.
Meaning, if you're going to do a weekly show and you only have 4 episodes ready by launch day, I would say launch with 2 or 3 episodes so that you have 1 in the bank.
Yeah.
If you're going to do daily, you make that number a lot higher. But if you're doing once a month or bi-weekly show, I would get 3 episodes ready and launch at least with 2. Yeah. 2 is the minimum because you're getting people to the platforms. Yeah. They are there. They are listening. If they love your first episode, you don't want them to be waiting a whole week before the second one is ready for them. So you get 2 listens for the price of 1. And we know exposure, the longer somebody listens to what you do and your things, they are more likely to subscribe.
Yeah.
And then they're long-term permanent follower, future listeners.
Exactly. And again, know yourself. As a podcaster, are you better at, you know, having multiple episodes in the bank? Are you better at batching episodes? What is your, like you said, your cadence? What's your capacity for getting episodes ready in advance and scheduling it out, and how far ahead will make you less anxious or more relaxed and keeping with the schedule so that your production team isn't asking you, where are your files? When's the next episode coming?
We're getting ready to publish tomorrow's episode.
When will it be ready?
Common thing. Then I'd also touch on the marketing side of things.
Right.
We are in the age of social media. Everybody is aware. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. It's all taken. Well, not Twitter anymore. It's actually X. Still can't get around that. But we need to use these different channels. And Instagram, in my opinion, works really well if you have a visual component. But you can still...
like? Visual component like?
Videos, shorts, reels, etc. If you don't have that side, you're only doing audio, that's also fine. You should be using these different channels.
Yeah.
One of the reasons you should definitely be on them, besides just building your own platform, is because you can leverage other people's audiences.
Right.
So on launch day, you need everybody, at least every single guest that you've had on, whose episodes are launching that day, You need them to reshare.
Yeah.
Whatever channels they have available. If you can get a guest with 50, 100, 150,000 followers, and they all flood to Apple Podcasts or Spotify on launch day, that's a great start to your show.
Yeah.
One small little tidbit I will add to that is using links in Instagram stories. The reason I love this is because good old marketing funnel knowledge that's stood the test of time, the least amount of clicks, the better. And if somebody can just click on a link that you can copy straight from Apple Podcast to the specific episode, episode one, or just your podcast page there, straight to a story, you tag everybody that's in there, they can reshare it, it's one click away, and they are ready to subscribe.
Yeah. And I think too, in that same way, preparing your guests by sharing all of the social shareables that you've created, if it's audiograms, videograms, quote cards, anything that you have to give that to them, plus those direct links to whether you have a YouTube link for it, your Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever people listen in, and then they can use those direct links and they have it right in this email brief, whatever you've sent out to them to share.
Yeah, just all part of the preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Really just have A to B.
Now, what are some extra marketing tips for people to really get that boost on launch day?
Well, we have the old faithful friends and family. It's always important to reach out to your close community, the people around you. I believe in supporting friends and family in any endeavor, podcast, business, whatever they start. It's a fun, exciting time. And those people are going to be your first listeners. They are the ones that are going to kick off and, you know, just get the whole thing started. And it's important. It's also significant. It might sound obvious, but those are clicks and listens that you wouldn't have without them. Another one is obviously sharing in groups and forums. It's very important to make sure that you go to the place where everybody is meeting and already having these discussions. There are many of them online. Search around. Try to niche down as well where your show actually falls in and answer questions.
Yeah, I would say answer those specific questions that you see people asking with episodes that you've created. So that it's that straight click through, here's an answer, setting yourself up as the expert in your field. And also finding ways to just engage with the communities that you've already created or been a part of for maybe many years. And now finally you have a podcast to share with people so they can share it too.
Yeah. And lastly, as we discussed earlier, we have these platforms that exist. You have their hosting platforms. You have social platforms. You can use paid advertising there as well to give you a significant leap forward. It's also very cost effective. A couple thousand views will cost you $50. So that's something you should really consider if it's something you want to take seriously. Other platforms, hosting platforms, have these built in to create ads on Buzzsprout's very easy. Overcast does it. Many different platforms do allow you to do it on the platform. You could create an ad, you can have it professionally recorded if you want, and it can be an insert on someone else's show. There are so many different ways that you can monetize in other podcasts. There I would go niche down yet again. Make sure it's a similar audience. That's a quick tip for everybody. And then, of course, you can go on your social platforms. Go to Instagram, create a post, a reel about a recent show, and just boost it. Very easy, super quick.
And I mean, this is all built into the plan, into your strategy for launch. So it's not that you're going out there to spend tons of money on things that don't work. It's all strategic and built in with your launch to give you that extra boost that you need right off the bat.
Yeah, that's why we're there.
Yeah. Now, to end this whole thing off, I think we've spoken a lot about all the things that go into a launch, all the tips that you need for a launch, what to do to make it a successful launch, right? But now, what are some post-launch tips for people to keep in mind just to keep going on the momentum of that launch?
For sure. It is the next step. You are now done with this whole process. You are done with the whole anxiety and you finally launched them and that's done. But now the real work, in my opinion, actually starts. This is where it actually gets quite difficult. And it's work. It is what it is. Like, these are a lot like businesses. And one tip to start off with is consistency. You need to make sure that you keep publishing on the cadence that you set from the start. I would also try and train your listeners to expect an episode on a specific day of the week. It's really something people make a part of their daily routine, whether it be commuting. It's oftentimes something you like doing, or an evening listen is something people get used to as well, whether it be later in the week. I always recommend Mondays or Tuesdays just for traffic. And also, just as I said earlier, consistency. Mm-hmm. On that day of the week, you have to keep doing it. Yeah. It is crucial to the longevity of the show. And like we also mentioned earlier, when it comes to launching with multiple episodes, is you want to make sure you have some episodes in the bank as well, because life does happen and you might need an episode because something pops up.
Right. Or someone cancels. That was one of the things. If you have all these guests line up and you're like, I've got my schedule, and then somebody cancels and that interview falls through, or that episode doesn't get recorded as you planned, then you need somebody or something in the back, like backup channels, to be able to go without that anxiety of who's going to be my next guest? What am I going to do? Oh my goodness, emergency.
And you don't want to break a streak as well. If you've done 10 weeks in a row, it'd be a shame, in my opinion, to miss an episode. Yeah. And then lastly, the one thing I'll note is, if you get engagement, this is what you are doing this for. You're doing this to build an audience, to reach out, to get a community of people around what you want to talk about, what you want to put out there, what you want to teach. When you get engagement in the forms of comments, shares, etc., reach out and return the favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to your people. Because that first comment that you get on episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whichever one it is going to lead to the next one. And however insignificant it might seem, it's always important to know that this is a snowball process.
Yeah.
So engage with everybody.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. And I think just to show them that you appreciate them sharing and it means a lot to you, and don't be afraid to even say that on a show, right? If you're speaking in your podcast, putting a little blurb in there to say, you know, really appreciate everybody who listens. This takes a lot of work, because it's true. Yeah. It is part of what you do. It takes work. And you can ask, you know, share, please, like, subscribe. And it means a lot to everybody who has a podcast if that is, you know, what people are doing for you. So
exactly. Yeah.
Incredible.
Love it.
Well, Ruben, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your knowledge with everybody. And I am sure you are available for all the questions. So hit him up on Instagram, anywhere.
Insert handle.
Ruben at Weirder Podcast. You can get him there too. And, you know, I've just been so enjoying this conversation, and I think everybody will take so much from it. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. It's been a great time.
Yeah. And thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Business Beyond the Mic with your host, Carly Van Heerden. We love having you join us on this journey of uncovering the art of podcasting. If you found value in today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a rating or review and let us know what resonated with you or what didn't. Your feedback really helps us make this podcast the best that it can be. And be sure to connect with us across all our social platforms. Join us again next time as we step behind the mic with another amazing guest and dig even deeper to uncover the art of podcasting. Until then, see you next time. This is a We Edit podcast production.